USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump giving his signature of approval to a small business aid bill that was passed by the House and Senate this week. The bill pumps money into a popular loan program that quickly ran out of money and was then stalled in the Democratic-led House. Republican Senator from Arizona Martha McSally tells Fox News this is a big boost for small businesses.
Well, there's small businesses in my neighborhood all over Arizona who are just struggling. They may not survive if they can't get access to this quickly. It's stalled for way too long.
President Trump says he was being sarcastic when he posed a question regarding injecting disinfectants into the body to combat coronavirus. Speaking to reporters at the Oval Office, the president says he made the comment to a reporter just to see what would happen. He argued that the reporters were asking him sarcastic questions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Golf courses across the country are taking precautions if they're open during the coronavirus pandemic. In fact, some golf courses are reporting that golfers are crossing state lines from a state where you cannot golf and it's prohibited to a state where golfing is allowed. And according to Mike David with the Indiana Golfers Association, he says there's lots of steps being taken by golf courses to keep people safe.
They're sanitizing the carts, you know, obviously after every use. Flag sticks are not being touched.
David speaking there on Fox News, and according to a new McLaughlin and Associates poll, Americans are seeing an anti-Trump bias in the media, and half believe it's trying to move the blame for the coronavirus away from China and to the president to help defeat him in November. Poll also found that 48% of voters said the coverage of the president has been unfair, biased, and even disrespectful to the president, while 42% say they believe the media was fair to the president in its coverage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump sounding unhappy with Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who's saying it's okay for non-essential services like tattoo parlors to start reopening. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
I didn't like the fact that he's leaving certain things. I want the states to open more than he does, much more than he does. But I didn't like to see spas at this early stage, nor did the doctors. Is that a correct statement, Deborah?
President Trump at the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing asked about Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp, who decides to open spas and tattoo parlors in addition to hair salons and barber shops as some restaurants reopening slowly across the state of Georgia.
I didn't like to see spas opening. Frankly, I didn't like to see a lot of things happening, and I wasn't happy with it. And I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. I wasn't at all happy because, and I could have done something about it if I wanted to, but I'm saying let the governors do it. But I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. Spas, beauty parlors, tattoo parlors, I know.
The coronavirus pandemic is impacting U.S. beef and pork production. The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union says meatpacking plant closures are affecting 10% of beef output and 25% of pork production. There's concern this could lead to meat shortages and cuts in the nation's food supply as the coronavirus outbreak sweeps through big packing plants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.